good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning.
Okay, I need you to state your full name and your ABC number for the record, please.
Gilbert Andrew Dwyane, 060451.
Thank you, sir. Are you appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to a parole hearing? I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. On the screen, your far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Neil Rittenhouse. Then on the far right is the Honorable Luke Lemus. And my name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead this morning. So we have some information here, sir. And if you hear something that's incorrect, let me know. We'll talk about it. I'll check the view every so often to make sure it all seems to be in order. Then we'll talk to you and go from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you were 54 years old at this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Serving a life sentence for aggravated assault. Brownhill also has two more life sentences that will run concurrent with each other and consecutive to his current sentence. One is for narcotic drug violation, that's the one that's on now. Okay, so the first sentence began October 7, 1991, and it became parole eligible on October 26, 2018. And you were certified for this hearing for parole to the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge on February 8, 2019. You've been before the board twice for these sentences and you were denied each time. And so today's hearing would be to either to see about moving you to the next consecutive sentence, which means you move from this one life sentence to the two concurrent life sentences. Or what other choice is it? What other choice is the actual discharge? Okay, what is that, sir?
I think it's only one.
Well, according to the paperwork I have, there's two sentences. They're both life sentences, and the sentencing paperwork says they're to run concurrent to each other, which means it's like having one sentence.
Mr. Neal, one of them is 5 years, 9 months.
Okay.
I think that one's already served.
Well, it's consecutive to the first one.
Oh, it is?
But it'll expire while you're running the second life sentence. Okay. So anyway, the first sentence was for cause CR-32791, which occurred on November 30th, 1990, while you were on parole for endangerment. You were at a nightclub in downtown Tucson, advanced a complaint that you had refused to pay for a taste dance and were using vulgar language.
She wasn't actually dancing for me. She was dancing for someone at a table next to me, not me.
Okay. But the manager and the bouncer came over and escorted you out of the club, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that part of it is they didn't like your behavior and they escorted you out of the club. And when you got outside, you took a gun out of a nylon bag that you had, and then you ran back inside, stayed in there for a couple of minutes, and he looked back outside to see if you had left, and he saw you down at the end of the building, and you pointed the handgun at him, and you were arrested a little bit later by the police department. And you were subsequently arrested on May 9, 1991. You were released on bond, but you failed to appear for your trial on June 13, 1991. So you were tried in absentia and found guilty. The warrant was issued for your arrest, and on March 16, 1992, you were arrested for the warrant. And your reasoning for not appearing in the trial, whereas you told them that you knew you would lose the trial, and so by running off, you hoped that that would be able to generate an appeal. You were sentenced on May 5th, 1992 on that. The second and third sentences arose from cause number CR-34616, which occurred on June 15th, 1991, a couple of days after your trial was supposed to start. And it was before the warrant was issued. There are no details of the offense in the parole packet, and it shows that you were convicted by a jury on October 15, 1992, and you were sentenced on November 12, 1992. So, what was that second set of charges for, sir? What happened?
I got pulled over, and there was cocaine in the car.
Okay, and that's why I was that's when you were supposed to be going to trial for the other charge, correct?
I'm not sure. It was probably after it or something.
Okay, so it was after you were released on bond, which was for the charges that you had needed for the trial.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So when they sentenced you on that, then they said that those sentences would run concurrent, but they would be consecutive to the other charges which you hadn't actually been sentenced on when you were arrested for the narcotics charges, correct?
Yeah, I got sentenced after I was arrested, I think a couple months after that.
All right. There's no detailed criminal history information in our packet, but according to one of the pre-sentence reports, it was showing that you had served three different prison sentences and a separate jail term. You had one probation and two paroles. So it doesn't say what those were for other than that they were all as an adult. Your discipline since you've been in has been moderate. You had three in the last 5 years. You had a positive or refusal for UA on March 13, 2013, which was a major. Then since then, you had a disrupting count on March 12, 2014. That was informal. And then you had disorder or disobey verbal on September 17, 2018. Not too long ago, it was an informal resolution. So, this disobey verbal last September, what was that about, sir?
Oh, you guys asked me to go to a cognitive thinking class, and I started attending it, and then I had forgot completely about the meeting, and I got a ticket for it.
Okay, so you got a ticket for not going to the class.
But I completed the class.
Okay, so what kind of a class was that?
Cognitive thinking.
Okay. So you got in trouble because you missed a class, but you did complete the program.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, that's commendable. No release plan, which is fine because...
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, because it would be just your next consecutive sentence. Also, there was no support in the room for you today, and there was no support indication of family or community support in the packet. So, sir, tell us a little bit about what was going on in your life back when this all started and you got in trouble. What was going on? Why were you acting like that?
I think it was because I was young and I didn't really care about anything. So, I wasn't trying to conform to doing the right thing.
So, did you always carry a gun back in those days?
Most of the time I did, but I wasn't careless with it.
Okay. But you, well, no, it says a nylon bag. Was it like a fanny pack?
No, it was a leather money bag, money pouch, or whatever, a Louis Vuitton handbag.
Okay. So, did you have, you had arrested for having cocaine in the car, did you have drug issues, drug problems back then?
Not really. I was a user, though. I used cocaine.
Okay. So is that, when you got caught on the drug charges, it, I imagine that some of the fact that it's such a long, and it was like an aggravated assault, you weren't parole at the time that you did all this stuff.
And yeah, that's exactly why they gave me so much time, because it was 13604.2, which is automatic life sentence. So both of them were automatic life sentence because it's 13604.2.
That's, yeah, well, actually, in the second one, second with the possession, you're actually kind of like on, you're on parole and you're on bond at the same time. Okay. So, do you have any family here, sir?
Yes, I do.
There's no letters or anything, and nobody's here to support you. Do they support you, or... did you not know that you could have letters submitted, or?
Yeah, I'm not really, I'm just going to another life sentence, so.
Okay. Well, but it's always good if you got support to be able to show it. So let me see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Canales?
Just a quick one. Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes,
just because there's kind of a hole in the information, how much cocaine were you arrested for in Tucson?
10 grams.
Oh, 10 grams.
10 grams of cocaine.
And this one is just out of curiosity, and it's irrelevant, but I'm a native of this state. What was the bar that this incident happened?
Ten's nightclub. It was, it's on Speedway in Tucson.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, sir.
Mr. Johnson.
So he was just released out of prison about a week before this incident occurred. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So why would you be in possession of a gun? You would be a prohibited possessor. Why would you be in possession of a gun?
That's just the way I was back then.
And so what was the reason for failing to... show up for your trial?
Carelessness, not caring.
Okay. All righty, thank you, sir.
Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like the board to know before we make our decision? We just ask that you not repeat all the information you've already covered.
No, I don't have anything to add.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, the board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. The rest is stay on the phone. Just remain silent, and you can hear the whole conversation. Once we're finished, I'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. I know I'm going to butcher this. Dwayne? Is that correct, sir?
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne means sand, and Edie means within.
Okay, Dwayne.
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, anyway. He's very interesting, very polite and forthcoming. It sounds like he has insurance on him and regretful for his actions. This time I actually did not. all that much in favor of moving to the next consecutive sentence, I would have a real problem with the being on parole, committing the aggravated assault, and then while running from that and still on parole, and not on for that one, he gets caught with drugs. And I don't know, at this point in time, I don't see him as a good candidate for parole executive sentence or home arrest, but I'm more than willing to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there is any. No discussion. Okay. Well, based on all the information we have in our discussion, I will move to deny Mr. Gilbert Lee, ABC number 060451, deny parole next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge.
Second. Great.
Great.
And who's seconded that?
I did, sir.
Let me make sure. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canales, agreed by Mr. Johnson of Rittenhouse. And police type 9, Oval B, 11. Violating previous probation parole. Prior treatment history became a building. Release of disciplinary. Lack of programming and no family or community support. And unless there's something thinks I should add. Sir, we have voted to revoke your community supervision.
No.
I'm sorry. We have voted to deny you parole your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge at this time. And did you hear the reasons I stated?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and so in approximately a year, the Department of Corrections will recertify you for another hearing. And we'll see you at that time. And in the meantime, we wish you the best of luck and keep up the good behavior, okay?
Is there any suggestions of what I should do to make a positive...
Well, keep doing what you're doing. Get as much program as you possibly can. If you've got support out there, whether it be community or family, you know, they can send letters into the board and they'll have them in your packet showing that they're even for move to next consecutive sentence. It's all
okay.
Good, positive things. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll put CO3 back in the room, please.
Okay. I need to go away.